Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
First Rate Ag and Holdridge is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327 to ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. Bill is not here. He would do his logo at this point. First Rate.
Yep. He should be the logo, by the way.
He is the logo. Yeah. But check those guys out at First Rate Ag. All right. You and I, Sip, we're both at the Nebraska men's basketball game on Saturday night. We were not watching football. We were watching a horrifying basketball game, which Nebraska did win.
Horrifying might be a little strong.
Now, if you want to give yourself a little bit of, you know, benefit of the doubt, Bethune-Cookman is coached by Reggie Theus, former NBA head coach. Yep. Reggie Theus. So he's got some, you know, something going for him there, I suppose.
Yeah, but he's in his fourth year at that school.
Now, they had just lost to Texas Tech by 33 points the previous game. Nebraska wins 63-58. Okay. And my takeaway, as I texted you several times, was I don't know what this team is. Mm-hmm. Now, it's early. It's early. But this team doesn't have shooters. I mean, your two shooters, Gavin Griffiths and Connor Sejan, come off the bench. Bryce Williams is not a three-point shooter by trade. He can shoot threes, but he's not great at it.
He's a good shooter, though.
He drives it well.
Good mid-range guy, though.
Yes. Yes.
He's a good mid-range guy.
So if you have watched Nebraska basketball so far through two games and you feel like they have an identity, please tell me what that is. I don't know what it is.
Well,
it's confusing.
It is a little confusing. The roster's interesting, and that's why I texted you. It's a very intriguing roster to me. I don't know how it's all going to work out. Someone might say, wait a second. What about Raleigh?
Raleigh Worcester, the point guard. Yeah. I like Raleigh.
He's not really a 3-point shooter, though.
He doesn't like shooting three. I think he shot 2 in the game.
Right.
He was 1 for 3. 1 for 3.
Through two games, Nebraska's shooting, I think it's 16 for 65 from deep. That's 25.4%.
In your home gym.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad shooting.
They were 4 for 22 in the game. Right.
And I start
off 0 for 9 on 3-pointers.
I think that's the number, 16 for 65. Well, I could figure it out because here's the box score from the first game. Hold on, just let me do this, Jake. So you say what?
Nebraska was 4 for 22 on threes against Bethune-Cookman.
So in the first game, they were 6 for 19.
10 of 41.
Okay.
10 of 41. Oh,
so it was way off. 10 of 41. It's a bad percentage, though.
25%, basically.
25%.
Just below 25%.
Ugh. So now this is where I have to fess up a little bit, because I think I've said about this roster going in, I like it because they're shooters.
They don't have, I mean,
well,
maybe it's early.
And shooters.
Maybe they're a new, you know, new court. They haven't seen this yet in a real game. I don't know. But
now hold on. Griffiths, shooter. Assisian, shooter. We left out Sam Hoiberg, shooter.
He was 0 for 5 on Saturday.
But he's a shooter. And then I put Bryce Williams in the shooter category, just not, you know, he's not a prolific three-point shooter.
Sam Hoiberg is seen as one of your team's best shooters. I love Sam. Sam's a hustle guy. He's a great player.
He can shoot it.
But if he is seen as one of your best shooters, It's problematic to me. And I love the kid. I'm a big fan of him. It's not a shot at saying.
I think Burke can shoot it too.
He hasn't yet. His 3-point shot has been way off thus far.
He's a little out of shape. Okay.
He looks like it to me.
He's got to play his way into shape. They have a 7-foot-1 guy who is more active in game 2 than in game 1.
And Braxton Mia.
Braxton Mia.
If it's not a dunk, he doesn't make it.
But he was active around the basket, which was good to see. Okay.
Yes, he was much better on Saturday than the first game.
Mm-hmm. He was.
He played 10 minutes the first game. He played 20 minutes this game against Bethune-Cookman. He was 4-for-6, 9 points, 4 rebounds. And again, he did miss about a 2-foot shot.
He did. But that's a step forward for Mia.
It was.
That was one of the few step forwards that we saw. He was much more active around the rim. I'm sure the coaching staff got to him and said, look, you're big, you're athletic, be active around the rim. He was. And I thought it was impressive. He's forceful. Morgan was not as Andrew Morgan is a big 6'10" that was not as good in game 2 as he was in game 1. Ulis, the backup point guard, doesn't appear to be a great shooter. 0-for-3 from 3-point line. Just doesn't look like he's got a great stroke, but he's steady. Assisian's got to shoot it better than he did. And so does the kid from Rutgers.
Gavin Griffiths.
Right. He's got to shoot it better.
Doesn't one of those guys have to start eventually? Because your two best shooters are off the bench. Mm-hmm.
So people are going to wonder, who who did they start?
I would say if you're going to start a guy, you start a season. He's a better player. I think he's a better overall player than Griffiths. Griffiths is bigger. He should be
now,
a better.
Now, hold on. Hold on, Jake. Who are you starting him over? You can't start him. Raleigh Worcester's.
He's got to play, yeah.
He's got to play. Are you starting him ahead of Bryce Williams?
No.
You starting ahead of Dwan Gary?
No. I could talk into that.
You start, okay.
Is Barricade deserving right now of a starting role?
Where I was getting to.
That's a guy you could replace right now.
But he's 6'10".
Okay, he's great off the bench then.
Well, I kind of like that 6'10", 7'1" duo starting in the Big Ten Conference, which is a big conference, slower conference.
You still have to make threes and score in the Big Ten Conference.
I'm not pushing back hard, but I don't know. I don't mind. You're saying either Griffiths or Assisian has to be in the starting lineup.
I think.
I don't know about
Tell me
that.
Why they shouldn't. Until Barricade makes some threes or proves he can, Juwan Gary is not a reliable 3-point shooter. We know that. We know that Juwan Gary, he can get hot, but he's not a 3-point shooter.
I think he's got to be in the lineup. If you're saying
that's why I'm saying Burke.
Burke, yeah, Burke. You could sell me on Burke being replaced in the lineup. You can't sell me on Gary being replaced in the lineup.
I say that right now. Again, I could make an argument that Burke could be replaced by Assisian unless
you're going
he starts
small,
making his threes.
Going really small there.
Well, then off the bench, you got a 6'10" guy.
And Assisian, you got to think about defense too. I mean, who's he guarding?
Well, they got away with Tomonaga being a bad defender in the past. Now he was on the court to shoot. Yeah. They had a shooter. Fred Hoiberg's teams shoot the ball. Now, I know that, again, the first couple of years, he tried to be all offense, no defense. It didn't work. We know those are horrendous years for Nebraska. He's learned it's got to be more defense than it was before. But you still have to have somebody that can shoot the rock.
The overall conversation right now, correct me if I'm wrong, in Nebraska among Nebraska basketball fans, probably a bit of concern right now through two games.
You're 2-0. You don't have the bad loss yet, but here's the deal. I mean, people say this non-conference is simple. So you got Fairleigh Dickinson coming up. You should beat them.
Wednesday, that's a big game because they got to get right before the weekend.
Right, and they just got beat by Creighton badly. Fairleigh Dickinson did, I think, yesterday. And then you have St. Mary's on Sunday.
You got to get right Wednesday. You got to take a big step forward Wednesday, in my opinion. Right?
I think so.
After two games where you're kind of subpar-ish.
Right.
Hey, what's up? It's Wilmer Valderrama. You know, a lot of us don't think twice about our tech. Millions of Americans struggle to connect to today's digital world. And that's why this story really hits home for me. I mean, I start thinking about my upbringing and myself growing up in a world where, you needed every possible tool or help you could get to actually allow you and afford you a bigger dream. That's why I love what AT&T's been doing. They're doing something amazing. I mean, they've launched an effort to equip 20,000 students with laptops, backpacks, and school supplies organized. Seattle, for example, they provided 250 laptops and backpacks to kids who really needed them. Now, you might think like, okay, 250 kids, that's nice, you know, but stop to think for a second, like the impact of what this could do for a community. Imagine, you know, 250 kids getting that kind of help. It's huge. It's not just happening in Seattle, right? AT&T is doing it all over the country. I'm just proud that AT&T is helping connect the next generation to a brighter future, and that's pretty special.
Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You got to take a step.
I mean, Creighton, I'm trying to, you know, Creighton's a better team than Nebraska. Creighton suffered, you know, struggled against UT Rio Grande Valley, and they came back and smoked Fairleigh Dickinson this weekend. So beat them. They're 1-2. St. Mary's be a very tough game on Sunday. Then you have, of course, Creighton. Very tough game. And then these ones after that, we said, oh, that's easy. I'm telling you, South Dakota will push you. Not State. South Dakota will push Nebraska and Lincoln. And North Florida? Oh, the Ospreys suck. They're 3. They put up 105 points on Georgia Tech yesterday and won by 12.
Ooh, okay.
They beat South Carolina week one.
Okay.
They smoked a decent Charleston Southern team by 24 points.
You got my attention.
North Florida will not be. They expect to come in here and win the game.
Yeah, great.
And then you've got conference play after that, by the way.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got it.
So I'm not trying to, you know, be code red here with this team, but yeah. Wednesday, you better look better against Fairleigh Dickinson.
I think it's an important game Wednesday. I do. I think it's important for them to take a step forward because they took a step back on Saturday. They did. They took a step back Saturday night.
I'm telling you, December 1st in this arena against North Florida, watch out. Watch out for the Ospreys.
I mean, you would agree. I think everybody would agree. Bethune-Cookman shouldn't be pushing you to the extent that Bethune-Cookman had a chance to win that game inside of a minute left.
Correct. You were right. Yeah, it went. You couldn't leave at the last time out because that game was still in question.
Yeah, that shouldn't. No.
By the way, I was at the entire game for that one.
Nebraska closed it out, and a season hit
free throws.
Hit free throws, and so did Bryce. And so did Bryce. And you know what? We shouldn't take that for granted because we've covered some Nebraska teams where they missed those free throws, right?
Yeah.
We have. They nailed them. Give them credit for that.
Now, I want a season at the line like that. That's why he's got to be in the game. Well, the starter on the court.
I think
Braxton Mia is a bad free throw shooter. We know that.
Right. But a season and Bryce Williams are money.
They're good.
Bryce Williams is money.
Yes.
He is. So give him credit for hitting those pressure free throws down the stretch.
I'm giving him credit. Nebraska's 2-0. They beat Bethune-Cookman 63-58 in a game we both read. And by the way, kudos to the crowd. Good attendance.
Well,
I think people are saying it's still football season. There's no game, but we want to act like there's a game day. And they had a game day here.
Good attendance. Well-attended game.
Way to go, Husker crowd. Yeah. It's too bad the game was not pretty at all, but they did win. They avoided the loss. And the game Wednesday will be at 7 p.m. on BTN Plus here at Lincoln at PBA. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Jill. Bill is out today, so it's you versus the caller. No lifeline today.
Get Ben. We'll just go use
there's a chance that Ben has seen the answers, possibly. So I don't want any cheating here.
And what should we bring him in?
No, I said there's a chance he has seen the answer, so I don't want him cheating in here, is what I said.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Today is Veterans Day. Like I said, thank you for everyone who has served and is serving right now.
Absolutely.
And because of that, how about some military base locations on Veterans Day? Oh,
God. Okay.
Now, if you've been watching football this year, you should know where some of these teams are at, because the academy's been very good, so you might hear their names brought up on broadcast.
Potentially
don't say them out loud, though.
I won't.
If you know your military base locations in the USA, please call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call Dick Down Sip in Trivia today. Military base locations. How do you feel about this today? Are you confident over there, Sip?
No. I wish I was. Tommy's on the line. We'll see. Tommy.
Tommy.
Tommy is on the line. Are you confident, Tommy?
A little bit.
All right. A little bit, he says. Not a lot bit, but a little bit.
All right, I'll give it a whirl here.
All right, no lifeline for either of you today, so let's see how this goes. Tommy, first question to you. Where is Army located at?
That would be West Point, New York.
That would be? Oh, sorry, I'll give you the thing. That's correct.
Brilliant.
West Point, New York is right. Would you have that, Sip?
Yes. I can say that confidently. I mean it. There's another one I know. I'm praying you give it to me.
For the tie, Sip, where is Air Force Academy located?
Okay, I know that one too, actually. That's not the one I was thinking of, so I know three of them. That is Colorado Springs.
Brilliant!
I have been there. It's an incredible place.
Is it?
It's an incredible place.
You've been to the...
I've been to the Academy.
You've been to the Academy.
They have a really cool church on location. The football field's awesome.
Really? It's,
by the way, that's a great city in this in the USA. Colorado Springs, great spot.
Okay.
Tommy, 1-1 tie for you. Last question to take the lead. This one's going to be tougher. Where is the Citadel located? That is a public senior military school.
It's hard.
I know it's in Georgia, or I believe it's in Georgia. Gonna go with Columbus.
So he went with Columbus, Georgia.
You don't need to take this if you don't want to.
I'm gonna pass.
That'd be Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Oh, way off.
Didn't know that.
This is for the win. I feel bad about this one, but Sip for the win. Where is Navy located?
Annapolis. Bam.
Brilliant.
I will get hell forever for giving the caller, the Citadel, and you Navy, but that's the way it goes.
Are you going to get hell forever?
Tommy, thanks for calling in, and we'll get you a bag of the coffee, but calling down the road.
Hey, good game.
Thank you, Tommy.
It's a win for you.
Thank you, Tommy, for calling.
I'm sure the text line will light me up saying, are you serious? The Citadel?
Citadel's
and Navy for you.
The Citadel's in Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina.
That's a tough one. I don't know, though. I'd take the win.
Tiebreaker. Bill is not here. So you've already won the game. This is fun. Navy plays at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. What is the capacity of that stadium?
I'm going to go with 47,000.
34,000, the capacity there.
Smaller.
But that's still a win for you.
I'll take it.
Still won on military base locations today.
What a game show. We talk Nebraska basketball. I will be at the game Wednesday night. Will you be at the game Wednesday night? FDU.
There's always a chance with me. I'm not going to confirm yes, but I think there's a strong chance.
I'm intrigued by it. I want to see this team evolve. I want to see how Fred... See, what you're watching now is coaching. Can Fred get this thing on the right... Oh, I'm going to say they're 2-0. But can he get them looking like a team that can compete... You know, favorably in the Big Ten. Can he get them to that point? It's coaching, Jake.
Yeah. Need a lot of improvement, but they are 2-0.
Yeah.
When we come back, the spillover on early break in the Ticket.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.